Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Abraham, Our Common Ancestor.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages." The word of the Lord. We probably cannot contemplate long and hard enough the fact that three major religions of the world, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, all trace their ancestry to Abraham. Because of Abraham, we have more in common with one another, our three traditions, than what separates us. I belong to a book club. A recent book we all read is entitled The Ornament of the World by Maria Rosa Menocal. The ornament referred to in the title was the greatest medieval city in Europe in the 9th and 10th century, the city of Cordoba, in the Andalusia area of southern Spain, and also the geographic location of the Great Rock of Gibraltar. There, for more than seven centuries, Muslims, Jews, and Christians did not just tolerate one another, but worked cooperatively to create a culture and a society that was the prized European center for science, architecture, literature, art, music, mathematics, and visible religious respect. The ornament, not surprisingly, eventually unraveled through power grasping and fighting, but also as a result of the horrors of the Black Death Plague. However, the fact that this kind of diverse society came about at all for that length of time should give us hope for a new world order today, where our current experiences of religious bias, bigotry, religious and cultural hatred, intolerance of differences, and scapegoating, the Christchurch massacre being an example, all of these experiences we can truly end once and for all. Cordoba was possible and is possible once again if we will it. Indeed, if we cannot hope for this kind of world, we are missing the message in today's readings. God speaks to Abraham and says, My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. I will be your God and the God of the descendants after you. All three of the monotheistic faiths, Muslim, Christians, and Jews, pray to the same God. Jesus' whole ministry was to unify people. As we listen to John's Gospel these weeks of Lent, we hear him saying unequivocally that he is one with the Father, which also means he fully acknowledges the authority of Abraham and of all the spiritual prophets who have gone before him. To be faithful in our Christian tradition to both Abraham and Jesus, we perhaps need to ask for a special grace this Lenten season. This grace will free us to work towards generous acceptance of and reverence for our Jewish and Muslim brothers and sisters. Let's stop marginalizing and victimizing those who are different from us in race or belief or sexual orientation or in any other way. Let's stop being us and them. We can hope for a new ornament for the world, the places where we want to live equally, productively, and respectfully, and most importantly, in peace as brothers and sisters. It is possible. The process starts with you and me, the children of Abraham. Our God will create something new with our cooperation. It is our hope. Thank you.